Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2024, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summit. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
I for sure do. I'm super excited. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. And this time we have with us Cheryl Mizell. She's going to be talking about wake up to your wow. Time to unleash your greatness and own your power. I love this so much. Welcome to the program, Cheryl.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
We're delighted to have you and your energy. We are going to get in this subject about waking up your wow. But before we do, tell us how you became so passionate about this particular area, unleashing your greatness and owning your power.
Well, for me, I'm not sure if anyone can agree. And if you can, put a one in the chat. I found myself post-pandemic, realizing that I was impacted by the lockdown and just everything that was going on. And I realized I lost my excitement, my magic, my mojo. Yes, I'm dating myself, my mojo, and decided that I wanted to get that back. I felt so out of control. A lot of my friends did, some of my clients did. And I wanted to like own my power again, own my voice, take risks and have some fun. And so for me, I began this journey to find out who I am now in this space that we're in this world. And so I started this journey of what does it look like to feel worthy again of my dreams, feel worthy again of my successes, right? Because I had great successes. I have a great resume, great career, all the trappings of success they told you should have, their relationships. But in this moment, I didn't feel worthy of it. And so I was on this journey to back to self-love and to worthiness. And so that's how I got on this topic. Wake up to your wow. What did it look like for me?
All right. Well, let's get into it. How do we wake up to our wow?
Well, there's five things. And out of these five things, you can pick one, because I always tell people go slow, right? I've been doing this for a while. So don't get overwhelmed. But the first thing we have to talk about is, before we get started, I know we're all muted, but if you can just take a second and take a deep breath and exhale, another deep breath in. And exhale and say in this moment, I am worthy.
In this moment?
That's what I begin in my day. I am worthy. And so, thank you. Yes. And so that helps prepare me for the day. And so the five things that helps me get there is the first one is mindset. And so let me give the first five. So it's like plugging into positivity in your day. Your mindset is the first thing, right? And so the second thing is tuning into your emotions for self-love. Your emotions, like your frequency. How do you go about your day? Like you think of a TV or your telephone, right? It may be turned on, but if you don't have the bars, are you really in tune? The next thing is turning on your voice and jumping into your power. Understand that your words are out, right? And then we'll talk about that as well. The fourth thing is upgrading your healthcare, right? Just like with the phone, something happens to the phone, you have to upgrade it, some software. What are you doing in terms of self-care to take care of yourself? And then the last step is what I love is the money, right? We have all that, all those things, once all those four steps, then you get to play. You get to have fun. I know Kimberly loves having fun and play, and you get to make time for that. So let's jump into the first thing, which is mindset. When we first wake up in the morning, are you aware of any like negative thoughts? Like for me, I'm not aware of some of the thoughts that I had, you know, last night or the day before that I'm waking up with, or an issue or worry or some anxiety. And so the mindset, we're not realizing how those negative thoughts are seeping into our day. And it could be something so so simple, we're not even realizing it, right? Call ourselves. And there's those negative thoughts that we learned over time as a child, things that we were called, and now we're calling ourselves those things. I have so many clients who, if they make a mistake, they call themselves stupid. Oh, I'm so dumb for this, right? No, you're not. You get to be aware of your mindset and choose something different. I always say to myself, I expect something wonderful to happen to me today.
Ooh, I like that. I expect something wonderful to happen for me today. I do. I expect something wonderful to happen for me today.
I just, as soon as you say, you see how your body changes as soon as you said it?
Right?
As soon as you say it, your whole body changes. I expect something wonderful to happen to me today. And even if you don't believe it, your whole body changes, your energy changes. You notice that your energy changes.
I do.
Right? And so even, see, it works. And so that's what I use every day when I get up. The second thing we're talking about is the emotions, right? I didn't realize for a while, based on how I grew up, that I was angry. I didn't know I was angry. I just figured, you know,
Angry?
I'm just being bold, angry. That I'm just saying, you know, just saying my feelings. This is how I feel. But not realizing the impact that it has on other people, right? Sometimes our emotions, whether we're feeling sad or angry, how it's not even just impacting our life, but other people's lives as well. And so one of the things that I do with that is I take out a piece of paper and I just write it down. Whatever I'm feeling, I write it down on that piece of paper to get it out of my system, right? But the first thing is to be aware of and acknowledge how you're feeling, not so you can beat yourself up, right? Like, it's okay to say I'm angry in this moment. It's okay to say I'm anxious or I'm worried in this moment. And then the next moment, give yourself something positive to say with that. And then, so writing it down actually takes it out of your head, out of your body. And then you tear the paper
so
up.
Acknowledging, I don't want to interrupt because this is so good. I just want to be sure everybody captures all of this wonderful information that you're giving us. So the first thing is to write it down so it comes out of your body and acknowledging it, right? Like, it's okay to feel anxious, but like, let's write that down, get it out. And then what?
And then move on to what you really want to create in that moment. But figuring out, why am I anxious? Why am I upset? Is it something that happened in the morning? Did my coworker, did my boss, my manager? Maybe I'm a business owner. Maybe I didn't get the amount of business that I wanted for that day, right? We have goals that we want in our business. We have goals that we want in our career. It could be the kids, you know, something so simple as the kids, sure, or my spouse, my partner, something, right? So then it becomes, how do I want to feel? And so I always tell my clients, in order for you to master peace, you have to master peace, P-E-A-C-E, in order to master the pieces that may come up and discuss during the day. And so once you become aware of and tuning, that's what I mentioned earlier, take a breath. Because once you take a breath and you breathe deeply, you can get centered and really figure out, what am I feeling right now? And it's what I'm feeling exactly. Because sometimes it could be a reaction to something. Or be like me, I'm a highly sensitive person, so I feel everything. And so sometimes I had to realize, is this my feeling? Or am I upset because my friend just told me some bad news and now I'm carrying that information with me, right? And so we get to be aware and acknowledge that. And then the third thing is your voice, right? Your words. We don't really understand. I don't think people really understand the words that they're saying. Where you are today is a direct reflection of the words you said last year, last month, and last week. And so we get to be aware of the words that we are choosing to create our life. Because a mindset is like your mindset, your emotions, and your words. Those are the three things that impact your health and impact your money. And once you become aware of those words, right, then we can move forward and actually think about, is what I'm saying what I really want?
That's and it, being- right? This is so it. It's like what you're saying is, people say, well, what I'm saying is true. You know, I did stub my toe. That was a stupid mistake. That was blah, 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 blah. But is it what you want? Is that what you want to contribute to your life? This is so powerful. I hope you guys are writing this down because this is really, really good stuff. Cheryl, oh, I love it. Keep going.
Yes. And so once you become aware of, and I think I'm spending more time on this because we're not aware of our words and what we are saying and what, and just the description that I used, one of my clients said before they wanted a car. I said, okay, what kind of car? A red car. I said, okay. So if I bring a red car to you that has no doors, no engine, nothing, but I bring it to you, what would you say? They're like, but that's not what I wanted. But you said you wanted a red car. You didn't say what kind of red car. You didn't say the color of the car, the make of the car. You got the result that you wanted. So we get to be intentional with our words to make sure that it's exactly what we're asking for based on who we are today, not based on what to make somebody else happy are based on who we were 5 years ago. Because everybody, I think, is a little bit different since the pandemic or since all these world events. Or sometimes you have your own personal event, right? I have friends who are empty nesters now, and they're trying to figure out who I am now, now that the kids are out. I gave all my time to the children. Now I'm not sure who I am in this moment. And so they're speaking from who they were before, not who they are now and what they want now. Mm. And those three things actually contribute to your health. The anger leads to, I found that anger leads to arthritis. You know, we need to heal our emotions to heal our body. A lot of our body functions is because of our mindset, negative mindset, or our words, or our emotions. Anger is, and anger, right, it's not wrong. Don't beat yourself up if you get angry, all those things, right? But just imagine how the impact. You okay, Kimberly?
Okay. I was just talking. Yes, I'm fine.
Okay. You don't realize how that's impacting you with your health. So you need to upgrade. What do you do in terms of self-care? You know, I think someone on one of these calls earlier talking about no sleep. I have clients who, you know, I need to work on my legacy. I need to work on my business. I'll sleep when I'm dead. I'm like, well, if you don't get sleep now, you're going to die sooner than you think. And that's not how you want to live life. You need rest. And that's the thing about worthiness, right? Sometimes we think, if I didn't do X, Y, and Z, yes, there's so many people on my timeline giving like 50, 11 things of the things that they did that day. And I'm like, I'm tired after reading number three. But they don't think they're worthy of rest unless they are busy. I'm like, no, you're worthy of rest because you're tired or because you're not feeling well or because you just need a break. And we get to get out of this mindset of what it means to self-care. It's not just you going to on a weekend, you know, getting a manicure and a pedicure, right? It's every day incorporating a morning routine and an evening routine. But then what about the middle of the day from 9 to 9? Most people work from 9 to 9. So you may have a morning routine, right? Which I have, it's called your morning glory, right? And I'll go over what that means really quickly. But most people have a morning routine and an evening routine, right? To help them unwind. But what are we doing during the day just in case the co-workers say something we don't like? Or the manager, or our employee, right? What are we doing during the day to make sure that we're taking our walks, drinking water, eating? Now, don't get me wrong, I love the pizzas and the burgers and the cookies and all that too, but you also have to make sure you're eating the healthy stuff as well, right? The greens and salads, stuff you may not want to eat, but there's so many different ways you can incorporate.
I love salad and I love greens, but yes, we need to make sure that we're doing more of that. Today I'm eating a lot more nuts and I'm eating, I don't eat junk food yet. There's ice cream in the freezer. That's my treat when this is over. If I had a salad and more of the salad, it would be better for me. I'm pretty sure.
Well, you don't have to wait until the end of the day to get the ice cream. But you can still, as long as you do it in moderation, you can have ice cream every day in moderation, not the whole pint, but you can have everything. Like, I don't like the word sacrifice. Right, I throw that word out. Sacrifice, throw it out. It's in moderation. And just so we're clear, just because you put a piece of lettuce on your hamburger doesn't make it a salad. That's not a salad. It's still a hamburger. That's not a salad. Let's just be clear. She said lettuce. No, no, no. That little wimpy little thing, that's not a salad. We'll talk about that later. But you get to upgrade your healthcare. We get to redefine what health means and what self-care means. Right. And so what are you doing? So I have clients. Most of my clients are busy women. I have male clients as well. But most of my clients like busy women. They're running around having things to do. And it's getting them to think differently, reimagine being what fit looks like. You don't have to go to the gym and spend hours. It could be just taking 5 minutes and getting up from your desk and going for a walk, taking a sip of water, or even just becoming aware of your breath. Like, we breathe. But are we really taking a moment to just take a breath, right, and pause? And in that moment, just takes a minute or less than a minute. You're worth a minute to just breathe or go for a walk, right? We get to redefine what that looks like. And then the juicy part is the money. Once you get your mindset right and you got the positive self-talk and you're making these great decisions, these great choices, right? And then you're working on your emotions, you got the self-love. You're waking up every day and saying, I love myself. I am worthy. And then you understand how your words are manifesting your life right now. Your health is upgraded. You get to play, but you get to do it wisely, right? You get to make that budget. I know you don't like that word, but we get to create a budget so we can schedule time to have fun. Not so much schedule time to have fun, but yes, unfortunately, if you're over a certain age, you have responsibilities, you have bills to pay, right? But you also get to pay yourself. You get to have that fun be just for you and not just for a rainy day, right? That could just be for you to, like, on a Friday when you're going to go out with your friends, you're ready, you know you have the money there already. You want to take a trip, right? Like back in the day, these banks used to have these holiday clubs. You couldn't touch it until Christmas. You can do something like that and for your own fun. Like I always say, your fun. Your fun, F-U-N, F-U-N-D-S. You need some fun funds, right? But you need to not just take it out because you're having a bad day, you're feeling overwhelmed. And so now I deserve to go shopping. I deserve to have coffee. I deserve. Yes, you do. But where are you taking the money from? Did you budget for it? Are you taking the money from a bill that you have to pay? A lot of us are taking like a call.
But, and yes. I hate to interrupt her because she's so full of amazingness. I'm like, I just want to be sure people capture that. So make sure you have fun friends. But no, you're doing so well. This is so valuable. But I want to be sure that people understand what she said. Like, you need to have a set aside before you, like, you need to have a set aside planned to be able to have fun funds, not just like what's left over. If I have anything, I might be able to blah, blah, blah. No, like there's a budget item that's for fun funds. I think that's so great. Okay, keep going. You're amazing. I love you.
Thank you. Yes. And it took me a while. And it's funny, I'm an accountant. So I always share the story that by trade, I went to school for accounting and I worked for all these, you know, huge companies and did budgeting and things of that nature. But I didn't know about personal accounting. So I was just out before just spending money, right? Because I didn't know. I just thought, you know, not that it grew on trees, but I didn't realize that you need to prepare for a 9/11, prepare for an economic recession 2009, prepare for a pandemic and not like to stress yourself out, but just to have it aside so you can have something for your vacation. You can have some, you're not, you know, waiting for your tax, you're in the tax season, right? You're not waiting for your tax return to come to pay yourself back for the money that you spent for Christmas. You're already budgeted into your, and I know people don't like math budgeting and things of that nature, but there's a fun way to think about it, right? It's just easy math. It's just 1 + 1. You know, it's just numbers. This is just numbers. Like reimagine, like someone mentioned earlier about reframing something. Reframe what numbers mean to you and what math means to you, right? If it means that, you know, I'm just doing this little addition, you know, I get to have the life that I want. I get to play at the level and I always tell my clients, you get to win now, not when your wins, your W-H-E-N-S. We're always talking about when this happened, I would do that. When I release the weight, when I get the money, when I get married, when I do these things, right? But no, you get to have those things now as long as you're budgeting for it, right? As long as you're clear about the why. And sometimes our emotions are dictating where our money is being spent. Like I always give this example, I love Pringles. And during the pandemic, I'm in New York. So Pringles were like $2.50 for the canister. And the store I went to, you get 2 for $5. So I'm like, okay, let me get the 2. It's gonna last for a while. Nope. Before I realized it, I was spending like $2 to $5 every 3 days. How much money is that for the week, for the month, for the year? We're not thinking about it like that. It's Pringles, the potato chips. I'm spending $10 a week for Pringles. How much is that per month? I thought about that. I was like, wait a second. I mean, if I could show you now, I was like, I had all these Pringles lined up. I was like, wait a second. I ate all of those canisters. And I was like, oh, no, we can't do that. But it's okay to have it, right? But then you have to also look at it. How is what I'm buying impacting my health?
Well, this is big. You actually, I want to get to your gift. Yeah, I want to get to your gift because this is really, really fun. So you have a gift and a VIP gift as well. So share with us a little bit about what they're going to get as the gift.
Well, the first gift is a affirmation for positive self-talk, right? It's a list of like 50 things. What I used to do when I need a pick-me-up, sometimes it was hard for me to like think of what to say or affirmation. So I started writing things down on like a post-it note and keeping it handy. So one of the gifts is like a affirmation for positive self-talk. You can pick one or two during the week or during the day and see what resonates with you. So that way, whenever you get a negative thought or you're overwhelmed with something, you have a mantra and an affirmation for you to help you out during that day to keep you on track with the life that you want. Because it's all about the life that you want, right? Living at your highest possibility for the life that you want, not compared to anyone else. And just the affirmation of self-talk would help with that. The second gift is for...
Well, before you do that, you got to email her, and it's Mizell, C-A-N, at gmail.com, Mizell Can at gmail.com, and you're going to email her and ask for the affirmations for positive self-talk, and she will email it back to you after our talk, after she's not busy anymore. So go ahead and email her for that. Let her know that it is for the positive self-talk, and she will send that back to you. All right, and then you have a gift for our VIPs as well.
Yes, this is a discovery call. I have a business called Fit for Biz Consulting, which goes in line with Wake Up to Your Wow. I help my clients and people be fit for the business and the busyness of their life. So we talk about the things that impact them, where they want to go, where they see themselves in 1 to 5 years, which most people don't think about where I want to be in 5 years. So we have a discovery call. It's a half an hour discovery call where we'll sit down and we'll just unpack a lot, you know, whatever's going on in your life. Just know that because I'm so focused on work, like words are my thing. I will, if I hear things that are consistently you're saying that I believe is impacting your life in a way that's not giving you the results that you want, I'm going to let you know. So I'm just going to let you know that up front. I'm not sure my friend is on the line. I'm not going to say her name, but she kept talking about being in transition. Right. And I was like, well, you keep saying you're in transition. Guess what? You're going to find yourself always in transition and always overwhelmed because you're speaking it. And so we had, that was an aha moment for her. As I'm saying, words are so important. So just be mindful. I will let you know if you're saying some things that I think is not getting you where you need to go.
Well, I love it. That's right in line with my belief system that the more you talk about it, the more you're bringing it forward. Well, words of affirmation and the stuff that you say, thoughts become things. It is powerful to be paying attention to your words. Make sure you're bringing stuff to you that you want rather than things that are just also true. You want to make sure that you move towards something that's going to be powerful for you. Remember, law of affirmations or law of attraction is working whether you want it, whether you believe in it or not, is still working just like gravity. All right. So we're super excited to have you here. Thanks so much for being here. Next up, we have Dr. Jill Rosenthal. She's going to be talking about yes doesn't mean anything if you can't say no and vice versa. But before we let you go, Cheryl, any final words for the crew?
Two are quotes. One quote my dad used to say is, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul, by William Henley, right? And the second one is, my mom was always called the dancing lady. She was always dancing. So I love this quote. When you get the chance to sit out or dance, I hope you dance. And I think that was a song, but it was also a quote that I think Maya Angelou said as well. So whenever you get a chance to have fun and have joy, you don't have to be busy all 11 hours of the day to be worthy of being able to dance and have fun.
Beautifully said. Yeah. Words to live by. All right, Cheryl, thanks so much for being here. We love you to pieces. We'll see you back, everyone, at the bottom of the hour. We're wrapping down. We're on the downhill slide, ladies and gentlemen, but you're not going to miss the wrap-up call at 6:30. We'll see you soon. I'm Kimberly Crowe. Cheers.
Wow. That was another amazing session. We hope you enjoyed it as well. If you haven't already upgraded to VIP, now is the time. Grab all the recordings of all of the talks and VIP gifts worth thousands of dollars. For any questions or concerns, please email our support line at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. We will be back in a few moments with our next amazing speaker.